ABC Radio Australia.
A group of landowners in Papua New Guinea are trying to go to court to stop a mine from dumping its tailings into the sea. 13 landowners from Madang province, representing nearly 8,000 people, are suing the operators of the Chinese-owned Ramu nickel mine, and they're being backed by their local provincial government as well. Now, this mine made global headlines last year when around 200,000 litres of toxic slurry leaked from the mine's processing plant, some of it reaching the nearby Bassamuk Bay, turning the water a bright red. Investigations carried out for the local government last year by the environmental remediation expert Alex Mojon concluded, in fact, that the mine, though, has been polluting the environment for a long time, not just last year.
It is named Deep Sea Tailing Placement. They place the garbage in the sea. They assume that the waste has a specific gravity that is higher than the water and sinks through canyons to the deep sea. False. What we found out here is a catastrophe.
As Dr. Mojon was explaining there, they are claiming that by dumping the mine's waste into Bassamuk Bay, a process known as Deep Sea Tailings Placement or DSTP, it has caused significant and widespread environmental damage. The mine, though, has actually been allowed to do this since 2010 when it was given the green light from Papua New Guinea's National Court to build the deep sea tailings pipeline. The landowner's lawyer is Ben Lomai, and he says the locals don't actually want the mine to be closed. They just want the waste to be disposed inland, and they're now seeking billions of dollars to clean up the alleged environmental damage. Our reporter Liam Fox spoke with lawyer Ben Lomai.
We want a relocation of the DSTP back inland. That's the first and foremost. And the next is that we require remediation to take place, the cleaning up of the environments. And that will take about 4 to 5, 6 years maybe. And it will cost a substantial amount of money.
The deep sea tailings placement is central to your action and your claims
yes.
that it's caused significant environmental damage. But it's been approved by the government. It's been approved by the court. Landowners went to court back in 2010 to try and get it stopped. That didn't work. So how can you use that as the basis for a case?
Although they're entitled to build the tailings and the constructions of tailings, we say that the continuation of the dumping of the tailings and waste in by way of the STP in 2000 has to be stopped. They're giving their rights, but they have not given the right to contaminate the environment. That's the point that we're making. Yes, you're given the right to construct the STP at that time when there was no evidence of contamination. But now we have evidence of contamination. And so we say the continuation, the continuous action of dumping tailings and waste by way of the STP is contrary to the environmental law. You can't allow that to happen.
What is the basis for that evidence? Where has that come from?
The Madang province government has engaged a team of scientists from Europe. They were here since May last year. They did a preliminary study on the area, especially within the Krumbakari and the Bassamuk area. But according to the first report, they recommended that there has to be a further investigation to determine the extent of the contamination. So when the spillage occurred on the 24th of August, that prompted the same group of scientists to come back to carry out the investigation. And that's how they did. They went through Krumbakari, went to Bassamuk area along the course of Rikos, went to Backpack Island, Long Island, Kaka Island, along the coast from Madang all the way to Bogia. And they found out that there were presence of heavy metals. And there were sightings of fish dying and turtles dying and many other marine life that has died within that period of the investigation that they conducted. Yeah. So according to their report, they were of the view that the contamination has spread 20 to 50 kilometers away from the actual refinery itself. Look, Len, we are not enemies to the Chinese or to the MCC guys here. We just want to make sure that things are fixed. That's the reason why you will see in the orders that we're seeking that we're not going to stop them from mining. All we want to do is that we'll get all these things sorted out and then you can go ahead with the mining.
But the tailings have to be dumped somewhere else.
Inland. We sought an order to relocate the tailings back inland, subject to recommendation from environmental scientists and engineers and those people.